Yeah, we're on. See, I forgot an important cable. I've realized recently that we need in order to have the sound piped in properly. I don't want to risk messing up another show. So I decided to sing a song. Am I echoing? Do I hear an echo? What's Oh, is it these speakers?
Yeah.
Is it this thing?
Is it this? Wow. All right, well, I don't know how to
handle that.
Hide this. I gotta like sit on them or something.
Is it echoing in the headphones? Can you hear it echoing?
I don't think it's echoing.
Okay.
We should be fine.
Now, we've done this many times before. How is this the first time that we've had this problem?
I don't know. I don't know, Jeff. What do you think I am? An audio engineer? Anyway. Hey, everyone. It's time for another exciting episode of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
And I'm trying to adjust the headset volume, so don't, you know. The more we mess with stuff, why don't you just leave it alone? It's just, who needs good audio? Hello, Cleveland doesn't have good audio, and they have 47 Facebook fans.
That's right. I said the old-fashioned way, a boombox.
Yes, or tin cans.
Two tin cans?
Just stand on the corner with a megaphone.
I need a cough button for my mic.
Yeah, what the hell is up with you today, Jeff?
Bronchitis.
Is that official?
Yeah.
Is that what WebMD says?
That's what WebMD told me.
Okay.
Bronchitis.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 51 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy at 7:32 on Monday night, Monday, December 12th. This is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Feel free to join us live in the chat room. If you're listening live, you can go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom and jump in there. Jeff seems confused at the chat room right now. Do you have a problem with the chat room?
I'm just always interested when people come in there when we're not on the air.
I know. I feel like kind of like someone had a party in my house when I go in the chat room and I like look at the log.
There's like a smashed bottle of wine on the floor.
Yeah, like we weren't on the air then.
Like are they having fun without us? Like that just tells me maybe they don't even need us.
Right.
This chat room will live on long past us.
I think there's more people in the chat room when we're not on the air live.
Well, right now Jimmy's in there. I want to say hello to Jimmy.
What up, Jimmy?
He's hanging out. Looks like he's hanging out solo at this point, but we'll see if he gets more people to join him. Hey, by the way, the chat room is dead to me because last week they could have bailed us out big time. We had Ian Petrella in the studio. People aren't going to believe this.
No, people
aren't.
But
he came back
to.
For a second appearance. The first one was so successful. One of the most successful of the history of our podcast
in
terms of downloads.
Yes.
Came back. We had a great time with them. Really a fun-filled and interesting.
Randy from A Christmas Story.
Quote, unquote, Randy.
Right.
From A Christmas Story. We had a great time with them, 45 minutes, and we're all congratulating ourselves afterwards, saying what a great show it was.
Literally patting each other.
Literally.
On the back.
There was patting going on. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of hand gesturing.
It was good radio.
And then all of a sudden, we go to play it back, and it was two tracks going at the same time. Is that about right?
Yeah, it sounded like it was echoing. So we'll reenact a little bit of it where, you
like
know,
a little bit of it.
I'll be myself.
Myself.
And Jeff will be the echo.
The echo.
Because I
like
boys. Damn.
It's a selective echo.
That old gag. The echo that censors itself. But anyway, yeah, you know, it's just, I don't know. I was saying before the show.
You really blew it.
The more audio, that wasn't what I said. You got to get that close to the mic so we can get that nice crack open sound for our beer of the episode. Oh, that was good. That sounded good.
That's like you should tape that, just that sound effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have that beer opening sound.
Yeah, you know, I feel like just the more stuff we get more equipment, you get more stuff, and then there's more things to keep track of, and I feel like that makes us too tense.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very
like,
stressful.
We have to relax.
But that's a problem when you're when you have so much success that we've had.
We have to relax. I know success has changed us.
It has.
You know, now everyone's like, oh, they're sitting around their computer waiting for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, or they're going to radioshowonline.com the next day, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday morning to try to get the new episode, and it's not there, and we get hate mail.
Before, it was just two guys yelling into a laptop.
Right.
And now, if you walk by the house, it looks like we're plotting to destroy the world.
Right.
With all this equipment on this table.
There's an Occupy Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy demonstration outside
on
right
my
now.
Porch. We've been feeding them, though. We're supporting it.
Beer of the week.
New beer.
Sierra Nevada Celebration.
because everyone in Cleveland gets so carried away with Great Lakes. I'm principal now. I just don't want to drink Christmas ale. I don't want to hear about it. We all get it. We love it. Cleveland loves it. And then people like to talk and go on and on about it. Okay. But what's try something
else? It's
a
good beer. The Christmas ale is good.
So it's a great
that
beer.
Wasn't the expression you used earlier today.
I used another expression.
Cleveland's love for Christmas ale.
But this is something I found at the store that sells groceries. It's Sierra Nevada, and it's a celebration beer. Hmm. And it's got a nice winter scene. Nice cabin there in the woods with some snow.
With a wreath on it.
A wreath. Looks like maybe they're getting ready for the holidays in that cabin.
Right.
Or log cabin Republicans.
Someone's getting murdered in that cabin right now.
It could be a cabin of horrors.
Of horrors?
Horrors.
Horrors.
H-O-R-R-O-R-S.
Say like, point me to that cabin, Jeff.
So this is our beer to try. Let's get off of Christmas ale and see if there's more to life. So many other breweries, beer companies are getting into the holiday beer field. Let's see if someone else can try and maybe compete with the Great Lakes. Here we go. Tell you what, it's not what I expected, but in a good way.
Tell you what, this beer sucks.
Tell you what, I really like this. This is good. Fresh hop ale.
It is very hoppy.
It's very hoppy.
I guess I was expecting more of some sort of... Now, it doesn't say Christmas anywhere on here.
No,
this
it doesn't.
This is like the politically correct beer.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is the celebration.
All beer. Faiths, all beliefs can really rally around this beer.
The cabin on the label, I think there's a Christmas tree in one window and a menorah in the other.
And there's a Kwanzaa.
There's a Kwanzaa whatever. Kwanzaa donkey. Is that what the... I don't know.
But I'm sure it's in there.
It's behind the cabin. Maybe that's what's getting murdered inside. Anyway, yeah. Celebration Ale is a special ale for the holidays. Featuring the first hops of the growing season, this pioneering IPA is full of complex flavors and aromas from the generous use of... Here's what they do, Jeff. This is from the generous use of whole cone American hops. They use the whole cone. Now, so some beers just use part of the cone.
Yeah.
They use the entire cone.
And see, that sounds more environmentally responsible, too.
Does it?
Yeah, whole cone.
The whole cone?
Yeah.
So they don't waste it on other things?
I love this beer. To tell you what, I've already forgotten about Christmas ale. I will be drinking this throughout the
Christmas
holidays.
Christmas what?
Exactly. Cleveland's got to move on from that, but that's a whole other show.
That is another show. See, another thing that Jeff and I were talking about before the show is we want to try to draw out our segments a little bit more.
Yes.
So we went for 8 minutes talking about Celebration Ale.
Yes. Well, now what inspired that was I came across a great podcast, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Which is Michaeleen Black, Tom Cavanaugh from the show Ed, and they've been in other things. Michaeleen Black had a show called, I think, Mr. Show. But anyway... these guys have a podcast. They take a new snack every week, and they break down the snack for about 40 minutes. It's pretty hilarious. They've done it now for like 40 different snacks, and it's called Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. So I thought, wow, that's a great idea. You and I are always up for taking other people's ideas.
Right, right.
So I thought, how can we take that and either improve on it or just straight out copy it? But let's do something like that, because that was a very original idea.
So we're going to change the name of our show to Jeff and Jeremy Drink Beers.
Drink Beers.
We can't. We have too much equity involved. There's you coughing again.
It's bad.
You feeling all right? Maybe you should see a doctor.
No.
You're not.
Never.
You're not a doctor kind of guy?
I never have. Never have.
You've never seen a doctor before?
I'm going to keep it going. I'm
like
holistic.
For anything?
Holistic. Oh, Jeremy, two things.
He says as he drinks.
Two things that keep me healthy. Mm-hmm. Herbs and spices. All natural.
You don't like either of those things.
That's true. You've seen my herb rack? I have a herb. Is it herb or herb?
I just saw you eat.
I have a herb rack.
Frozen french fries for dinner.
Sweet potato fries, though.
They smelled very good.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Thanks for offering me some.
Sure, yeah.
Dick.
You usually come over here and watch me eat dinner. Have you noticed that?
I know. I come over here and set up the stuff. Like, you set up that stuff, Jeremy.
And
I'm gonna eat.
Eating a Lorena magazine, eating my dinner while you're trying to get the levels right.
We keep all our nice, our very expensive $80 worth of equipment in a cardboard box in the going down to Jeff's basement, and I have to drag out the box myself. It's really a sad scene that we have here. I don't know what keeps us going, Jeff.
I don't know.
Week after week.
I think it's the chat room.
51 episodes. Nope. I don't think that's it either.
Yeah.
Except for Chad, and all these other people that were here when we were gone, BK, Roger Dodger.
I mean, if we had one person in the chat room last week, we could have saved the whole show and tweaked it and adjusted it, but not one person. And Ian Petrella, we apologize to you because you're a friend of the show, and it was a great time. It's too bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Ian. I think what happens is people listen, they go to radioshowonline.com, they download an older podcast that's not live. We normally do this live Monday night, 7:30, and they think it's live.
Yeah.
So they go to the chat room then, and then they feel like, oh, there's nobody in here. But well, if you I come when it's live.
You or I should always be in the chat room 24 hours a day. What if we did that? We should
get
you or I.
We should get an intern.
Just to sit there.
We should get an intern.
And engage the fans.
Wouldn't that be fun? Like, because people are so desperate for work. Like, we could actually have live on the show some Monday night, have a potential intern come in for an interview.
Now, what do you think about interviewing for a saucy sidekick? You know, a lot of these radio shows have these, you know, an outspoken woman.
I think Kara from Yelp would be here every episode if we wanted.
What if we did, like, you know, Regis and Kelly, now that he's gone, they're rotating people in. What if we did tryouts? Because, you know, ratings period's coming up for us. What if we did tryouts and let a different woman in every week and gave her a shot to be the third host of the show?
Well, you know, there's a lot of potential on-air talents that are going to be available soon when Metro Mix shutters its doors.
Yeah, I was surprised because, you know, in Chicago that was very successful, and I felt like it's a big city kind of website. You know what I mean? I pictured that place in New York, L.A.
Yep.
And they came to Cleveland for at least 2 or 3 years. It's been around for a little while, since 08 at least, I remember. But then they would coordinate parties and, you know, Metro Mix around town, and they would sponsor things. And I thought it was going to take, you know, and you see on there they do these all these events. Like, for example, there was that Running with the Santa thing in Tremont this weekend. Yeah. Did you happen to hear that or see it or hear about it?
You know what? I was in Tremont, and I saw people with Santas, but I didn't put it together.
So I'll tell you about my Saturday later, but as I'm dashing to get out of here.
It's a teaser.
There's all these people in Santa outfits, and they're crossing the road like ducks, like very slowly. And it took me about 15 minutes to get out of the neighborhood because it was just mob with people in Santa suits just finishing this run or in between parts of the run. But they had this. So anyway, Metro Mix had a little picture gallery of that day, and you could see the cities they're in. So how that didn't stick in Cleveland, it's just kind of confusing to me. I don't know.
Yeah, like you said, they're in big cities, but I mean, they're also in.
But they're in small cities too,
Des Moines and Tucson.
But it didn't stick, so they're out of here in a couple weeks. So now it's Cleveland Scene is all we have, basically, right?
I know.
For that type of website.
Who else are we going to steal our content from?
I know. Thank God Cleveland.com's not going away.
I think, you know, I think Metromix, though, that I think some of our competition's gone because we spend a lot of time. Now, I'm not saying that this is the reason why, but think about this, Jeff. Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy recently hits 50 episodes. Suddenly, Metro Mix can't take the competition. They shutter their doors
because they have, they have to raise revenue. I think they finally figured out we have no income needs from this radio podcast.
None.
So if you want to wait us out,
yeah,
you go ahead. I dare you. I think they learned that the hard way. They actually have profit and loss things to consider.
Right.
Go ahead. I'll take that bet all day.
It's the internet. I mean, I mean, pretty much we have a six pack and that's it.
Yep. That's our budget.
Six pack and some radio equipment we bought out of the back of some guy's van.
That you don't even know how to use correctly.
Right. Like, try to compete with that financially.
So you're losing to that?
Yep.
Metro Mix?
Oh,
way to go.
That's embarrassing.
Good riddance.
Good times. Good times. So anyway, yeah, you were talking about recaps for the weekend. Did kind of an East 4th Christmas shopping excursion this past Saturday.
Wow.
So went down to East 4th, had coffee at Erie Island, then did some shopping at Dredger's Union, and then the newly opened Cleveland Clothing Company. Have you been in there yet?
No, I have not.
Yeah, so it's right at the corner of Euclid and 4th, and they have all those Cleveland that I love shirts and the other popular Cleveland shirts that are... I mean, they started off online, and they got so successful online that they were able to open up a retail shop, and it's right there on the corner of East 4th, right next to the Visitors Bureau. I think it's a great location for them. Cool setup, so definitely a good place to stop to get some Cleveland-themed gifts for all those Clevelanders on your Christmas list.
Support local, which goes into Bazaar Bazaar, I believe.
Yeah, so Bazaar Bazaar was at 78th Street Studios, where we went to that Yelp event a few years back.
It seems back in 06.
It seems so long ago. A few weeks back. And I got some more Christmas shops there. That's like a It's like an arts and crafts show on like acid. Like they have three levels, like lots of exhibits, but it's not your, I like to say it's not your grandmother's craft show, Jeff.
Not your grandmother's bizarre bazaar.
Right. It's a bizarre bazaar.
Right. Right.
A weird mall. So it's B-I-Z. Oh, never mind.
It was trending quite a bit over the weekend, though. I did see a lot of people chiming in about it on my very social media that I monitor.
Right.
A lot of people were commenting on it, so there was a pretty good turnout.
Did Gene Parmesan make any tweets about it?
Gene Parmesan. You know, Gene Parmesan has just been enjoying everyone else's tweets. I've become just really, I've decided to stop contributing. I just want to get information from other people.
You're more of a consumer?
Yep.
I feel like you stopped contributing. That's how I kind of feel about you on this show.
Yeah, some would say there's parallels. I think my boss might say that in another way. Family, friends. I basically quit on everyone.
Not contributing in 2012.
Yep.
There could be your resolution. Then met some friends, went to Happy Dog, which is, of course, always a good time, and went down finally to the basement there.
You did, the 80s video game place.
Yeah, now here's the thing. I was very excited about Happy Dog's new basement level that they call Underdog, and it was cool. But it was a little deceiving because the article I read mentioned like 45 different video games. Well, about 38 of those video games are all on one console where you can choose like Frogger and Donkey Kong. And like it's still fun, but I thought there was going to be rows of classic video games.
So they sit down in the old Pizza Hut, the Centipede with the chair across, yep, two chairs. Yep. Yeah.
They do have that. They do have where you sit down. And I mean, it's cool, but yeah.
I
was expecting a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then XYZ Tavern, went there. It was like the end of the night. Left Happy Dog, grabbed a cupcake from the Sweets mobile cupcake truck.
They're mobile?
They're mobile.
They really are mobile. I didn't know that. Wow.
You thought the truck just stayed in one spot?
I didn't know they had a truck, so let's back it up. I just thought they were the Sweets.
I never heard of them.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Moses, the Sweet Moses, maybe.
Okay, no.
So this is only a mobile place.
This is just a mobile cupcake truck.
There's not a stationary building that they go out of.
Not that I know of.
Okay,
no.
I see.
Mean, they make the cupcake. I guess they make them in the truck.
I wonder if the one in Tremont. The Tremont place is awesome with the cupcakes.
Cookie and a cupcake.
If they would have a truck, that'd be
pretty.
They
should have teamed up.
Yeah.
You would think they could have done that. Like, one guy's like, I'll run
the
truck.
I just wonder, how many cupcakes you have to sell. Like, I've always read about like coffee shops, like the mom and pop coffee shops, how hard it is to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chains are one thing because you've got the recognition, you can charge more, right? So Starbucks, I get that. But the local coffee shops, like up here, Civilization, a large coffee is like $1.80.
Right.
And don't you kind of wonder, like, how do those guys make money? And I know they have some food, maybe there's a little more margin in the food, but that's got to be a tough business. So take that and think about just cupcakes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they go with the radio show with Jeff and Jeremy model, where it's this very, very low overhead.
Yeah.
Like the guy sleeps in his
cupcake. But I feel like that's more
truck.
Of a job, though. Yeah. Like, can you do that part-time? Like, I feel like that's more of a...
I mean, I get. I don't know how many hours.
Let's have him on
the road. Yeah, we should. He just drive
the
up here.
The cupcake truck, yeah.
He just come to us.
Park
in the
out
truck.
Front.
Yeah, we go out there. I'm sure he'd be on.
Well, Jeremy, that sounds like a great weekend.
It was.
I have every year.
I also, Jeff, want to thank you for inviting me to the CSU basketball game with you this weekend.
And what a barn burner it was, Jeremy. Jeremy, and also what a great segue into my weekend, so thanks for that.
Is that an Amish slur?
It is.
A barn burner? Do you hate Amish people?
Actually, that'd be a good thing to look up. I wonder what the origin of that is. Hmm. Well, while I talk about my weekend, you can give us the history of barn burner.
Oh, multitasking. You mean have the intern do it.
So last Saturday is the longest day of the year. Every day, every second Saturday of December for me is always pretty much the longest day of the year. My friends have heard this, you know, for a while. They probably get sick of hearing it, but a lot of people who are listening to us haven't heard it. A company I rep for work in Pennsylvania, they have their annual Christmas party, and it's mandatory attendance, and it's about an hour and 45 minutes away. And, you know, they're great people. We love working for them, but it's just a long day. So you got to drive over there late afternoon, stay there for their Christmas party, dinner, a drink, and then leave around 9:30, 10, get home at midnight. I do this. I've done this for like 9 years in a row, 10 years in a row. And so it's always one of those days. You know, it's actually the day isn't as bad as just knowing that the day's coming up. You know you've got this coming up. You know it's going to be a half day of just driving on a Saturday night. So this day, I try to make the most of it. That morning, I went over to Becky's, your favorite place, one of your favorite places.
Never been there.
Okay. Well, it will be, hopefully soon.
Yeah, maybe
when
you
go with
me
to a game.
Yep.
You'll enjoy it. But I went to Becky's on East 19th and Euclid. By Cleveland State, did a little pregame before the Cleveland State game there, had some food, hung out, and then 2 o'clock tip off, Cleveland State, Akron. Unbelievable. Cleveland State is now 10-1, Jeremy.
That's 10 and good, 1. Right?
That's very good. 10 wins and 1 loss. Hmm. It's unbelievably good.
I always get that mixed up. I always forget to the loss.
WL. It's reverse, yeah. Wins, loss.
That would not help me.
Yeah, that wouldn't help you. So they ended up, great game. Ends up coming down to a last shot. Cleveland State hits a 3 to win it. They win 69-66 on a last second shot. Incredible game. Akron's a good team. 10-1. Everyone goes crazy. I sprint out of there, come home, change into a suit, drive to Pennsylvania for this party. Stay at this party for 3.5 hours, come home, get home at midnight. It's basically all in all about a 14-hour day of just nonstop.
Hmm.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
And it's 365 days till the next one. It's such a relief.
Wow. A barn burner. The Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary says, barn burner, one that arouses much interest or excitement. So in the old days, the burning of a barn was undeniably an exciting event.
Was there anyone inside these barns?
I hope not.
Okay.
I've seen the term used for other exciting events like close elections. Another definition of barn burner, naturally, is one who burns barns or burnt at least one. Hmm. You have to have had burnt at least one barn for it to be considered, for you to be referred to as a barn burner.
A barn burner. So you and I, correct? I don't want to speak for you. We could not be called that. Okay. I cannot be called that.
Okay. So if you have a taste for history, you'll enjoy the following explanation. The barn burners were a liberal faction of the New York State United States Democratic Party in the mid-19th century. The term barn burner was derived from the idea of someone who would burn down his own barn to get rid of a rat infestation.
Wow.
So like you're so committed to your cause that you will burn down your own barn to right the wrong.
Wow.
If you will.
Okay.
The barn burners opposed the extension of slavery. They opposed expanding public debt, and they opposed the power of large corporations. So there's some correlation there between the barn burners and the Occupy movement.
Yeah, and the Tea Party.
And the Tea Party. They were led by Martin Van Buren.
Oh, Van Buren.
And in the 1848 presidential election, they bolted the party, refusing to support presidential nominee Lewis Cass, and instead joining with other anti-slavery groups to form the Free Soil Party, Jeff, which you'll recall.
Free Soil, yep.
Which would nominate Van Buren for president.
Wow. Who knew?
There
all
you
from
go.
Barn burning.
Thanks, radio show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Learn something new.
For educating me. Okay.
So that was my Saturday, Jeremy. All in all, it's such a relief. It's over. Got another year to have to make that drive and have that night taken up. So Cleveland State, thrilling win.
Yeah, that's why you're so sick.
I know. Yeah, it's been kind of nonstop. But this Cleveland State ride, Jeremy, this roller coaster that I'm on with them, has just been an incredible. They're winning these games with last minute shots. So like the whole place went nuts. This guy shoots up a 3. Everyone gets up, goes crazy. That's how they win the game. It's been that type of action. And we got about 5,000 people down there on Saturday. So people are starting to show up a little more for these games. But it's such a great thing to do, and it's so entertaining, and it's right downtown, and the NBA is coming back in a couple weeks. But even when the Cavs are back, you know, they're back December 26th, I still hope people support this team because they're winning and they're doing it the right way. They got a great coach who's committed to the area long term. They're recruiting great players. There's actually a recruit there from Oregon State who was watching the game who might be transferring in.
Hmm.
Anyway, awesome, awesome Saturday down at the Wolstein Center.
Good times. All right, 7:53 on Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. So the Cleveland Casino is moving along.
Yes.
The Horseshoe Casino. They've done a lot of things. First of all, I don't know if you knew this, Jeff. They bought the Ritz-Carlton.
I didn't know that.
They bought the building where they bought the Ritz-Carlton in Cleveland. And they bought, like, the Ritz-Carlton starts actually on the 6th floor. Like, if you enter in off West 3rd, you go up an elevator, and then their lobby is mm-hmm. like on the 6th floor. And but floors 1 through 5, Chase used to have some offices there, and that's been vacant since like 2008. They bought all those floors. So they're going to have, you know, the casino's going to have lots of their administrative offices like located.
Are they keeping the Ritz there?
They're keeping the Ritz there.
Okay.
Yep. And now they're accepting another 750 jobs. So all 40 different job areas, security officers starting at $12 an hour, beverage and buffet supervisors, $30,000 a year, overseeing slot machines, like $39,000. So much more than host of radio show with Jeff and Jeremy will
yes,
bring you.
Yes, huge step up. Huge.
I might submit my resume.
When is this? When's the opening? The projected opening?
They still want to open up at the end of March.
Wow. Okay, so we're 3.5 months out.
Yeah, I mean that's still their goal. So they're hiring now. They're training people. They've already hired some people. They're going to have about 1,600 people when the casino opens at the end of March.
Man.
Employed there.
Wow.
Full time. So very cool.
So December, Jeremy, we're in December. Now we always say, I feel like I always say every month is my favorite month. You kind of always give me a hard time. About
I
that.
Roll my eyes at you,
do,
and I, then I give you a friendly punch on the shoulder.
No, December is not my favorite month, but there are some cool things. One of my favorite traditions, and I saw it on Facebook today, which made me reminded me of it. Every December 23rd, the boys from the County Hell who play that great Irish music, we saw them at that Ohio City Fest next to Stone Mad.
Yeah.
The, what was it called?
Next Stone Mad? Oh, yeah. It was the Oyster Fest.
The Oyster Fest. They played there.
Yeah.
Those guys, so it's all Pogues Irish music. They're great. They've got a tradition now, at least 5 or 6 years. They play the Foundation Room at the House of Blues, or that front room on the left, not like the Foundation Room, the Cambridge Room, the front room on the left when you come in off of East 4th. They play that every December 23rd, and it's a great tradition, and they're playing it again. It's a Friday night this year. So it's great to get some Irish music in this time of year. Get you thinking spring, think St. Patrick's Day. Great show. So I will be down there for sure.
That's coming up season. This Friday? Or
it's the 23rd, 2 weeks from Friday.
23rd.
Or actually, it would be one week from this Friday.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to prepare you for the Tilted Kilt that's coming to
us. Yes, it's a great way to get ready for the Tilted Kilt.
Another great way is there's a we are big fans of Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes,
here on Radio Show.
Personally, as a person, not as music.
Right, right. We're more concerned about his philanthropic endeavors.
Yes, yeah.
Than we are necessarily.
Big heart, big Machine Gun Kelly. Big heart,
big heart. We actually used to play one of his song Cleveland before our live shows kicked off. But then we have this whole soundboard problem, and we haven't done that in a while. But it'll be back as soon as I get that cable. But anyway...
Although, Jeremy, I'll say this about... I think sometimes he doesn't stay with the best company, his friends. I don't think he chooses friends very well.
Really?
As that video showed.
Yeah, yeah. So he does have a new video. We can... we'll probably end up embedding it at radioshowonline.com. And he's working with Diddy now. So he's kind of a big deal.
But he's still talking about Cleveland in every song, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. The Indians and the references, even though he's kind of gone national, it's kind of nice to see he's keeping it real.
Yep. So he's got a video for his song, Wild Boy.
So the video is pretty funny because he's at his girlfriend's place. I know people can watch it, but he's at his girlfriend's
place. Let us describe it for you, scene by scene.
This will be so much better. He's at his girlfriend's place, and her dad's asking him some questions. Then the camera goes over to his friend. And the dad goes, "What do you do?" And he just takes a beer bottle and whacks the dad.
What
over
do
the
I
head.
Do? What do I do?
What do I do?
Smashes.
And then
the
cue music.
Right. That's how all music videos should start. Slapping old people upside the head with a bottle.
And then rapping about Cleveland.
That's a recipe for success right there. Music video gold.
How could you not do well?
Anyway, Jeff, you had a funny Craigslist posting. So in the past, we've had some good times on Craigslist.
Good times.
I'm sorry. Great times. Had some great times on Craigslist.
Best times of my life.
And, misconnections is always a fun section.
Right.
But you came across an unusual listing for some ladies in the area looking for some moving help, I believe.
That was too smooth. It was way too good of a transition.
I feel like I'm passing you like to the sports guy or something on Channel 3.
So my buddy Joe emailed me and he said, "You got to check this out." He looks for sometimes part-time jobs on Craigslist. And he said, "Look at this thing I saw." And it was actually really creative. I'll give them credit. So the title was Attractive Single Moving Guy or Friends. And she writes, "I'm looking for a strong single male, 25 to 35, to help my best friend move a few items, washer, dryer, etc., from her ex's house. Don't worry, it was an amicable breakup, but she wants to make him jealous. Don't hate her for being vindictive. Bonus points if you, 1, have attractive friends to help, 2, own a truck to move the items. Otherwise, we'll rent a truck. My friend and I are young, 25 and 26, attractive, white, single, newly single for both of us, and a ton of fun. We'd like to do this Saturday, December 17th. What's in it for you?
Two girls to murder.
That Craigslist thing. It makes me think of that Craigslist guy.
Yeah, it does.
Beers and food at Panini's in Coventry. So then they took it down, I noticed. So I'm sure I can only imagine the responses they got based on our experience with misconnections.
Right, right.
Oh, I mean, if I could find these girls, I would love to get the kind of the whole printout of every response. That would be a show in itself, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What these guys must have written in.
If you're listening, please email us, hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
Oh, yeah, I would love to get that because that's got to be so entertaining. You're asking for a world. Are they that naive? I mean, they're asking for a world of trouble with that.
They must. Yeah, they must have like told their friends like what they did. Oh, you'll never you'll never get. I imagine that one of their friends' his name is Susie. And they say to her,
Swoozy? S-W?
Susie.
Oh, Susie. Okay.
Swoozy? What kind of name is Swoozy?
That's what you said.
Hey, Susie, you'll never guess what Jane and I did. We put this listing, you know how we got to move? Yeah, yeah. Well, we put this listing on Craigslist for hot guys to help us move. And Susie's like, what the hell are you thinking? Haven't you been paying attention to the news? Someone just got murdered from answering this from this Craigslist thing. Yeah. Like, you can't say that you're hot, single, alone, and frail. Please help us move.
I picture it when they're moving the washer and dryer. Some guy puts the dryer in the car and then takes Susie and puts her in it and drives off.
Put Susie at the dryer?
And it drives off.
Does he put her in the dryer?
Yeah.
So he puts a dryer in first.
Puts the dryer in, then goes, okay, did I get this right? He opens the door, puts her in the dryer, and then drives off.
Like, what is that movie?
That's how that ends, though.
Is that Texas Chainsaw Massacre that starts the guy's trying to move this? It's Leatherface, and he's trying to move this stuff into his van, and the girl comes up, hey, mister, can I help you move that? Would ya? Would ya? He just goes, it's creepy. Would ya? And then she tries, and he pushes her in the van. Oh, I don't know why we're laughing at kidnapping, but...
But can't you see, like, some guy? I think it must be great.
I don't... What section of Craigslist was that posted in?
I just got his... I don't know. I just got his email. But anyway, let's hope it works out for them. I think that situation where you got to ask around for friends of friends, people with references. Right? Right?
Not just random guys on the internet.
Right.
Criteria, are you hot? And
we're newly single and attractive. Could you help us? Do you know how many guys wait for that message every day? That's like their Christmas. So, girls, I hope it works out.
Oh, boy.
I really do. That's a dicey, dicey proposition, Jeremy.
You know, I couldn't talk about misconnections on Craigslist without actually going there to check it out. And I'm never disappointed, Jeff.
Yeah.
So... Here's one, and this one caught my eyes because one of the, you know, they have various techniques of getting your attention. And a commonly used technique is putting the headline in all caps.
I like that.
Because then you're like, ooh.
Like, this is important.
Like, ooh, there's caps.
Because the other ones, it jumps out. It stands apart from the other ones.
You're like, these other ones must not be anything. This one is in all caps. Yeah. I better check this out. It was entitled Steve's Dakota Grill, which is a restaurant, and I only know this because it used to be one of our clients when I worked at Time Warner. Not my personal client, but one of the guys that I work with, Steve's Dakota Grill. It had this catchy theme song. Steve's Dakota, Steve's Dakota, Steve's Dakota Grill. Right?
Yeah.
So that makes you think, like, that sounds like the place where I could hook up with someone.
Yeah, like anything could happen based on that song.
So it's a steakhouse in Medina.
That's where I always go to meet people.
And this guy is he is looking for this woman. You know, misconnections, for those that don't know. You go on to Craig, you have a misconnection. Maybe you're out somewhere. You're at Steve's Dakota Grill. And you see some girl, and she catches your fancy, but you don't have time to talk to her. You kind of miss her. Hence the name misconnection. You miss that chance to connect.
Yes.
And so you go to Craigslist, because all is not lost, Jeff. You go to Craigslist, and you post in the misconnection segment. Because everyone checks there daily to make sure they didn't miss any connections that day.
Right. You got to do it regularly.
Or else the whole system falls apart.
You got to start all over.
What is in this beer? Anyway, so here's what this guy writes. I noticed you when you walked in. You was pretty, even with your big sweatshirt on.
Oh.
We smiled. You sat down with your friend at the bar. We'll call her Susie. You pulled.
You crawled into a dryer.
Misconnection. I I was helping your friend move. I was pushing your friend into a dryer.
Because there are two girls. What if he comes back for the other one? Because you can't put the one in a washer.
I pushed your friend into the dryer.
And didn't get a chance to
creep.
Didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
I came back and you were gone. Please call me. Tell me what kind of pants I was wearing. Okay. You pulled your sweatshirt off. Wow, you looked hot. Now, I don't understand the girl pulling her sweatshirt off in the restaurant. Like,
yeah.
This must have been more like a coat sweatshirt.
I think this guy doesn't know what a sweatshirt is.
We exchanged looks and smiles a dozen times. I am interested as a friend or lover or whatever.
She's keeping the door open for any scenario. No pressure.
See, I think at this point, she has to either be into you as a lover. I don't think the friendship part's going to work out. You're not just going to start hanging out, going to the movies after this introduction. Oh, how'd you guys meet? You guys work together? No, we saw each other at Steve's Dakota Grill. I took my sweatshirt off. He said I looked hot. And then he went back on Missed Connections on Craigslist, wrote about it, and said he just wanted to be friends. So that's what we're doing.
Now, let me put you in her shoes for a second. Now, they defy the odds. Yeah. They end up meeting up, and they go out on a first date. Now, if you were her, this girl that we saw at Steve's Dakota Grill, would you be alarmed if you pulled up with a pickup truck with a dryer in the back?
Oh, my gosh. No strings attached. You don't have to give up what you already have. So I'm thinking, like, she was with another guy, and he's trying to make the move on her.
Wow, it's pretty bold. This guy must be pretty confident.
Like, he doesn't, yeah. All right. Anyway. Where are we?
Let's see how that works out.
So anyway, 7.
Yeah, little sidetrack there. Back to the rundown.
Andrew Rex is gone. Oh yes. So after the show, this is kind of ironic. So last week, the lost episode 50 that will never be heard. If somebody wants to hear this echoey version, we could like put it on.
I kind of want to, because I think people. I would like to put it up, even though we'll probably get some bad reviews. But at least you can. Is it worth? Can you even make it out? I don't know if it's even worth it.
I think you could understand it. It's really annoying. We could put it on the box set of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
The collection, the holiday collection.
Season 1 or season 2. Are we on season 2 now?
We're on season 2. We do it by years. We're well within.
That's typically how the podcast seasons work?
Yep. By the time when we start the first one. We start in August, though. It's kind of like a TV show would do.
Right. Right, but we are all year round.
We're year round. That's
not
true.
Like those lazy.
Although,
actors.
Yet we've been doing this for a year and a half. We're at episode 51.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah,
it's kind of weird because you have to work a lot.
Because we do skip. A couple
we do.
Proverbial we.
But yeah, so last week you mentioned that there was a fundraiser happy hour at Edison's live on the air, and you invited all our guests to go. So we were, of course, disappointed that it was all messed up. So people, you know, hearing us talk about going to Edison's couldn't go.
Right.
So we go to Edison's, and first we stop at Treehouse. Your buddy Joe met us up there. We go to Edison's, and
I said, boy, this is a horrible turnout.
Yeah, not a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And sure enough, wrong Monday.
That was one of those days where nothing was going right. I mean, we were wrong. We screwed the show up, then we screwed the happy hour up.
But tonight.
Tonight. It's going on the 12th of December, 2011, Edison's Bar in Tremont.
Now, tell us a little more about
this. So, Hands On Ohio, I guess it is. They go around and they, I should get the name right. They go around like pissed at the Cleveland Food Bank, all these independent organizations. They go around and Hands On Ohio will basically, for certain slots, certain time periods, they'll organize an outing there, say a 2-hour community service day with the food bank. So instead of going right through the food bank, you do it through Hands On. So Hands On Ohio has all these connections to these independent charities, and you can, based on your schedule through the Hands On Ohio calendar, pick and choose which events you want to participate in, all through Hands On Ohio, not through the food bank not through a shelter, not through a church, so that it's like a one-stop place for you to go and get all these different volunteering opportunities. So it's a great idea. It really is.
Yeah.
And they're raising money because, you know, they've got overhead and they've got some expenses. So this is one of their fundraisers tonight. It is a great cause. They do everything. Like, there's really everything, something for everyone. We'll put a link on our website. But they even do, like, even with animals. Like, if you like animals, you know, you can walk dogs at these dog shelters. You know, the dogs that are kind of in the pounds, if you like animals. There's things geared for senior citizens. There's things geared for, you know, for, like I mentioned, the Cleveland Food Bank, for various other church organizations. So if you go to the county, now you've got to go to a one-hour orientation, which I did to actually go, which I like, because they really want you to understand how the system works and to know, they want everyone to come in if they're going to take it seriously, sit down for this orientation, and then once you sit down and you go to this orientation, then they register you to use the website.
So if you go to, if you volunteer at something else and you go direct and you don't go through Hands On Ohio, Hands On Northeast,
Northeast Ohio.
You don't go through them, then lots of times those charities like keep hitting you up.
Yeah, they'll be calling you, they'll be asking for money, and they go to Hands On Northeast Ohio made a point to say, even when you go to these places, these independent charities, shelters, do not sign in on their list because this is all through Hands On Northeast Ohio.
It's one and done. Them.
Yes. So it really is a great, great, I think it's a win-win for both sides, the charities and the people who want to be able to pick their spots. Everyone's so busy, you know, so it's just a way to be able to volunteer on your own schedule.
And we always like to give our livers to a good cause.
That's true. If you can drink and raise money for a cause, what else could you ask for?
Yep. So if you are listening live Monday, December 12th, right after this podcast, we are heading over to Edison's to grab a beer. This is called Hands On NEO at the December Drinkubator.
Drinkubator, yes.
Drinkubator.
Drinkubator.
Like a...
incubator.
Or a refrigerator.
Refrigerator or a dryer.
What other words rhyme with ater? Ater, I barely knew her. HandsOnNEO.org is the website.
.org.
Hands On Neo.
Neo.
Like the Matrix.
Yes.
And that's all we got, Jeff.
That's it.
8:12, wrapping up the show. I'd like to keep it short for you. If you have any suggestions for the show, if you want to be on the show, if you think sometimes we do remote locations.
We're due for one. How about this? I'm off over the holidays. Let's try and get something for the end of the year somewhere outside. External.
It's always dangerous when you make commitments on the podcast.
Right.
Because then people have recorded. Like, they're going to be like, yeah. You guys there's an official said this. Record. I'm going to start listening to Hello Cleveland instead.
Yeah, because they're hard to hear.
The good thing about the good thing about podcasts is you can listen to both.
You can.
You can string them all together. We're on Stitcher now. You can get Stitcher.
Hell,
for
we
your
even
smartphone.
Mentioned Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, a competitor, but that's a great podcast.
I'm sure their ratings are going to shoot up.
There's time for all of us. This is the way I look at all these podcasts. There's a place for everyone.
It's time to shun terrestrial radio. As long as you're not listening to terrestrial radio.
Yeah,
that's all we
care about.
Right. We'll
disable your car radio for you if you want.
Right, come on by.
We're happy to do it.
MGK will stop by and help us.
Yep, with a bottle, a beer bottle.
Check out radioshowonline.com. You can check out all our previous episodes there, except for episode 50, which is just lost in the ether. Well, it's still on my hard drive. And then, of course, email us, hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Fan us on Facebook. Jeff, how many Facebook fans are we up to?
We're up to 146, I believe, Jeremy. 146. It's been a number that's been sort of stagnant. It's been sitting there for a little while. I'll get that to 150. Okay. Everyone counts. Oh, apparently our page is gone.
Nope, that's something different. Okay. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Rewind, delete that. All right, so come by Edison's if you're listening live. Otherwise, we will talk to you next week. Are we here next week? Are we here next Monday, the 19th, Jeff?
Let's go for it, because that'll be our holiday show, Jeremy, because the next Monday will be the day after Christmas. Who knows what will be going on then?
Bring out the mistletoe.
Yep, let's do it. Well, I don't know about that. Let's do a holiday show.
Bring out your dryers. All right, for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.